This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, 325 billion reasons the protein paradigm has already shifted. The future of food isn't just knocking, it's kicking the door in with a $325 billion boot made of beans, bioreactors, and bold new biology. According to a fresh forecast from InsightAce Analytic, the global alternative protein sector is set to explode from $63 billion in 2025 to over $325 billion by 2034. Yes, you read that right. That's a five-fold growth curve in under a decade. If you were waiting for proof this protein change is real, this is it, fully plated, seasoned, and served. Plant-based, still pulling weight. Despite media fatigue and some shelf pulls from major retailers, plant-based proteins remain the gateway drug to meatless meals. Soy, pea, chickpea, and fava are not just ingredients, they're the scaffolding of a new food economy. Asia-Pacific continues to bite hardest into this trend, with a cultural history of soy and tofu blending neatly with modern convenience. The InsightAce report confirms plant-based options will hold the lion's share through the early 2030s. But don't mistake this for complacency. This is not the impossible beyond era anymore. It's about next-gen inputs which include upcycled mung, precision fractionated lupin, chickpea isolates with mood-boosting adaptogens. Wellness is stealthily baked into flavor now. Cultivated meat grows muscle. Let's talk lab-grown, bio-manufactured. Cultivated meat may still be stuck in regulatory purgatory in many jurisdictions, but InsightAce makes one thing clear, the tech is catching up, and the capital is coming back. With Singapore, Israel, and the US already chewing through the first commercial tastings, the dominoes are wobbling. Expect blended formats, hello hybrid meatballs, cost drops from cheaper growth media, and more bioreactor farms quietly blooming near urban centres, where meat can be grown just miles from consumption. It's not science fiction, it's scaffolding, and scaffolding is edible now. Fermentation is the quiet overachiever. If this were a rock band, fermentation would be the underrated bassist. The report tips precision and biomass fermentation as the sleeper hits of the alt-protein sector, quietly infiltrating everything from pet food to protein powders to creamy dairy-free yogurts. Mycelium-based steaks, fungi-derived fats, and CO2-fed proteins aren't just prototypes anymore, they're in pilot stage. And startups like Solar Foods, Air Protein, MyForest Foods, and The Protein Brewery are blurring the line between food, biotech, and climate tech. Consumer segments and systemic signals. Here's what's changing. This isn't just about vegans anymore. The big growth comes from flexitarians, those who don't want to quit meat, but do want something cleaner, greener, or just plain cooler. Add to that athletes chasing performance, seniors chasing digestibility, and Gen Z chasing everything all at once. System pressures, from livestock emissions to land scarcity, aren't just academic anymore. They're showing up in supermarket prices, policy papers, and weather maps. This isn't an ethical fad, it's market gravity. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.